Next stand is number 26, The Woods Group. I'm standing here with Andrew. Great Ormond Street charity, guide dogs. Got a whole bunch of different logos here. RNIB, RSPB, the Stroke Association. You must be doing something pretty good then, Andrew, I guess.
Yeah, I like to think so, yeah. We've worked in the charity sector for about 15 years now. So we're quite a niche player. So we just look after lotteries and raffles for our charity clients.
Okay.
And, you know, it's been a good few years. So people are more and more turning back to raffle now. It's sort of been in and out of fashion, back in again.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's seen as quite a sort of small C conservative product, really. Mm. And, you know, like things do, when times toughen up a bit, people go back to the tried and tested products, really. And I think raffle and probably latterly lottery, mm-hmm. lottery, that's not easy to say.
No, I had coffee before you.
are doing really well. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, I think people, the people that respond to it are very used to the mechanism. So, you know, they sort of do what they know, really, and carry on giving.
So, I mean, on the back here, it says the number of players responding via our online raffle is growing significantly.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can talk numbers, but when you say significant, is that month on month or...?
Yeah, well, I mean, what's interesting with the online stuff is because, again, the demographic that responds to raffles and lotteries as well are quite sort of traditional and probably quite elderly in some ways. Mm. So the whole online thing has been a slow burner, really. But what we're finding is from a very, very low base, you know, 1-2% of people responding online, we're now up at generally about 10%.
Wow, very good.
So, you know, that's been in a couple of years. So it's quite interesting to see how those people are adopting online and being more comfortable with it. And obviously it's better in a number of ways if people can use a credit or debit card online rather than write a cheque and you know, post it off and what have you.
And that was always a big problem, wasn't it? Credit cards and scamming and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. We do seem to have secured that up a lot.
I think so. I think as people become more used to using the internet for paying for things, you know, and inevitably when it's new, there's a sort of a fear factor around it. But as people have used it and people like Amazon and stuff have sort of done a great job of making it all legitimate and working well. So I think that's had a knock-on effect for our industry in a way. So people are adopting that and running with it. So
Woods Group, so talking about the internet, just a last question. What are you seeing out there that you would like the Woods Group to be doing in the next 6-12 months in terms of internet stuff? Is there anything that really excites you that sort of jumps out at you?
I think the stuff that's probably more interesting in a way is what's happening with text giving and that type of thing. So, you know, with Vodafone obviously getting on board with that, I think that will be the next thing. I think what the whole online thing enables us to do is contact people in different ways, because inevitably you're harvesting an email address, potentially harvesting mobile numbers, is then contacting people in a way that they choose to be contacted. So some might want to still work, you know, via email, some might still want to work via post, but the people that want to use their mobile and have SMS messages
on the go,
and
basically.
Stuff, they can have the option of doing that. And I think, you know, just making the whole thing more accessible for us is hopefully where it's going.
Mm. So where do people find Woods Group on the internet?
We're www.woodsgroup.co.uk.
Thank you very much,
okay,
Andrew.
Thank you.